every day we're learning in the present world stress that religion is not something to be discarded. That if there is anything exact, it is religion, not science. Because the inevitable consequence of the misuse of power is moral punishment. And it also is that religion can prove conclusively that the only way in which the individual can protect himself and his world is by the development of integrities. He has to become a better person if he expects to make a better world. So we're now going to have somewhere along the line the science of redemption. We're going to have a gradual rising of peoples who believe that the greatest of all knowledge is the knowledge to live an enlightened life. That all other things are decorations or incidental. Even a trade or a profession or a career is incidental to the basic fact that all professions and all careers exist primarily to help the individual to grow. No part of our civilization was originally founded on the prophet system. It was founded on the prophet spelt as a prophet or sage. Actually, therefore, we are working constantly to create a situation, and we're watching knowledge. We're watching the expansion of knowledge. We're beginning to recognize that a lot of knowledge isn't doing anything. We're also recognizing that the knowledge is leading in the wrong direction, that it is helping to perpetuate that which is doomed to fail. Therefore, we have philosophy coming in, and philosophy becomes the basis of a kind of wisdom. And out of it comes the final decision, which is the proof of wisdom. The decision to do that which is according to the integrities of the divine plan. The individual who obeys the universal law is wise. Any wisdom that's so-called that does not recognize this fact is not wise. And we have already had years and years of corrupted wisdom. We've had years and years of pseudo-knowledge. And we are now very much in need of the real thing. We also are in recognizing that all the different changes that come in society are constantly convicting us of our own fallacies. Most of the problems that we have today didn't exist 25, 50 years ago. We were living in a different, much more cohesive way. We are no longer in that way. We have broken down the walls and barriers which gave us some protection. There is no longer any respect for the laws of the personal relationships. There is no respect for parents or the aged. There is no respect for truth. And very little respect for teachers, because so many of the teachers are not teaching the facts. So all around there's all these things need curing. And in this curing, we take the various forms of knowledge and we begin to try to ensoul them. We say, take the knowledge, for example, of a mathematical career. Now, there is a great deal to be said for that. The average mathematician studies primarily for the purpose of advancing some science or for adding a certain control to various mathematical problems. But actually, mathematics is part of the Platonic wisdom. Plato says, God geometrizes. God also chemicalizes. God is the father of astronomy. God is the power behind every form of knowledge. And in its own essence, every form of knowledge is correct. Every form of knowledge is founded upon universal laws and universal realities. Because we're not much interested in those things, we sort of discard them or forget them or let somebody else worry about them while we do things that are a little different. We prefer to think in terms of mathematics in a laboratory work. We want to do something like, oh my goodness, look what wonderful things Einstein did. Einstein just put mathematics together, and what did he do? He discovered something that may be the death of all of us. Gave us the bomb. Now, this is a little story of what we're all doing. in the development of a great mechanistic civilization, a great materialism in a world where materialism can never win, but by balancing only these factors of physical existence, thinking only in terms of our own extensions, even though we live but a few years. While all this goes along, we're not going to get anywhere. Wisdom, true wisdom, could use mathematics for 1,000 years without ever developing a bomb. Why did we develop it? Because we needed a big mistake to take care of a lot of little ones. We needed a big danger to create peace. So we did that there. And what have we got? A continuing danger that will continue and place in the hands of anarchy means of controlling human destiny. But the powers of things are not going to permit this. There is bound to be the reckoning. Nature cannot be deceived. And the nature cannot be stopped. Its own realities must involve the correction of things which are contrary to nature's wish. So what do? We start out to build a new kind of civilization over garbage heaps, and they fall in, and we have a lot of trouble. We have tried to get rid of bugs, so we spray the food and die of the spray. Everything works in the same way, because no one in these different departments is working for solution. They're working to how to maintain the thing as it is, how to prevent the bugs from eating it, but not necessarily doing anything to change the patterns upon which these things are built. And I remember very definitely when I was talking with Luther Burbank, he pointed out, he said, if the plant is healthy, there'll be no bugs. It must first be sick. And when it is sick, it is weak. And when it is weak, the carnivores came in, and the insects come in, and the fungus comes in. But it doesn't come into a healthy animal or a healthy plant. The problems we have socially do not come into a healthy world. They do not come into a healthy nation or a healthy level of life. The reason why things go wrong is because we destroy the integrities which prevent them from going wrong. We do not realize what we are doing. We are all trying to have the plant and eat it too. And we watch and we see what happens. We watch the plagues break out. There is every reason to assume that most of the problems that we face today are the direct results of the vibratory patterns which we are setting up by mass thinking. We are all working on certain problems, but millions of people are working on only one or two problems: how to get rich, how to stay beautiful, or how to get well. All these things are corrupting our way of life. Our idea of getting healthy is to take care of the body, but not the soul. Another problem, I talked to a lady who was quite authority on the subject. Why do girls want to be beautiful? And she pointed out that there are two ways of being beautiful. One is to have it on the outside, and in a few years it's gone. And the other is to have it on the inside, and it will last as long as you live and carry you into a better life beyond. Everything must get at the sources. We need a better level of thinking. We've got to take the facts and make truths out of them. We've got to take the knowledge that we have and redeem it to save it from the corruptions of the selfish and the unscrupulous. There is no way that we can have a better world unless we become better people. And that is the problem that I think we're all working with, and very seriously at this time. The need of the regeneration, the alchemy of transforming selfishness into charity, transforming self-centeredness into soul-centeredness, and allowing the realities to lead the way rather than to drift, if possible, somewhere in the background. We have so many things to work with, so many opportunities and so many privileges, but we notice something is happening. if these privileges are slowly diminishing, these solutions that we have are slowly becoming insufficient. Little by little, we see the continual corruption of the very vital forces upon which we depend. And this corruption is simply due to misuse, perversion. The recognition of this is important. Every individual who goes to school should be taught that every dishonest person is sick, that there is no such a thing as a successful individual who is not essentially a person of integrity. Everything else falls apart. We watch treaty after treaty among nations fall apart. We see the present mess throughout the world. We realize the tremendous struggle of ignorance to control mankind. Here we are in the 20th century and following rules that were decadent and obsolete 2,000 years ago. There are always some who will do it wrong, but we have never had in modern times so many doing it wrong at the same time as we have at the present moment. And that is because we are becoming more powerful, that we have greater advantages, greater skills. Now we have to have greater integrity, or our own achievements will destroy us. So I think it's very important that all of us try to think about these kinds of things. And just for a little sort of appendix on the end of this, I'd like to see, this is what we are trying to do here. I think that there is a job here. It'll be a small job, but I think it is useful. I think we should try to create here in this group of people a nucleus of a people that are dedicated to transforming knowledge into wisdom, to gradually develop the powers and skills which will permit them to have a better life themselves and also pass on a better world to their descendants. So everyone that can possibly do so must play a part in the rediscoveries of reality and the rededication of a world that has tried to be a prodigal child and has found it all failing. We are sort of parts of the story of the prodigal son. We are all parts of something that we went forth to do it our way. Our way is no good. The only one way is the way that was ordained for us in the beginning. A way that is honest, equitable, and ends in glory, and if its pain fades away to the degree that wisdom takes over the ways of life. If we can understand these things, I think we'll all be better and happier people. Thank you.